Buckeye Extra is brought to you by the Columbus Springs Hospitals, changing people's lives by providing addiction and mental health treatment for adults, adolescents, and children through two Columbus-based hospitals and an outpatient service clinic. Columbus Springs Hospitals. There's hope. There's help. For full information, visit hopeincolumbus.com.
Thanks for coming, but as I normally do, just want to thank our fans to move our game around and the uncertainty of the weather. I think we played it out pretty good if I were outside. Got it, a nice scrimmage in front of 15,000 people. And I think it was very productive. Obviously, nowadays with the health of players, I think we're doing it the right way. I know sometimes you get criticized because you start the first three or four sets of the scrimmage with just 2 minute tag, and it's just too critical, too fragile right now. But that's just the way it is. So I appreciate our fans. I told our team there's a reason why Malcolm Jenkins and Shazier's, and you can see some of the great players in the last 6-7 years. They just love to come back, and there's a lot of reasons why. I just think it's because of Buckeye Nation, how strong it is to see Andrew Norrell get saluted by Buckeye Nation, to see Malcolm come back as a Super Bowl champion. And one of my favorite players of all time, Ryan Shazier, we're going through a little bit of a tough time that he can share it with people he cares deeply about, his Buckeye Nation, his team, old teammates, and old coaches. So, once again, I just want to be real clear about that. And real clear about two objectives of our objectives of the spring game, or find out if we perform in an environment where it's, you know, it's not a practice field, it's a stadium. And it is kind of loud in there. It's a much different environment. It's also little things, how they focus and track the ball when it's crowd behind. It's much different than a indoor facility. So it is very valuable. That's why we didn't want to just bag it. And we worked really hard. I know Gene Smith and everybody just trying to work really hard to find the appropriate time to not put people at home in harm's way, and also get a good scrimmage. So that's objective number one. Objective number two, a lot of recruits come here, and it's kind of nice to showcase that you every year, I think we lead the country in much of this year because of construction and the weather. But every year that our guys come out and support our team. So I know we get a bunch of questions about the quarterback. I'll go and answer one of them right now, and that is we're going to have to make some decisions. Those decisions have not been made. I thought Tate Martell showed his athleticism. It's caught my eye really since he's been here, even more as of late. He's got to work, obviously, on his throwing the ball, and et cetera. A lot of time to throw on the young receivers, and receivers that just aren't productive right now. You got Joe Burrow and Dwayne, obviously, competing right now along with Tate. And so we're just going to have to, next week, I'm going to take a weekend off. We've got recruiting in Napa on Monday, Tuesday. We're going to have some very good meetings and productive meetings. I want to see all the statistical data that we traded everything and go from there. Other key positions, I have Brady Taylor is leaving spring ball as their starting center. And, I'm not saying that's the way it is for the fall yet, but it's pretty close. He's been very good. Josh Myers had a very good productive spring as well. He had three offense linemen out who really enjoyed spring running ball. Michael Jordan are two guys that for sure can play a lot for us. And those are two guys we need to be healthy and ready to go. It's the first time I feel like we can have a solid two deep in the offensive line. And if everybody does what they're supposed to do this summer, two deep across the offensive line, that's not been that way around here. So our guys have recruited well, developed well, and now we're just going to keep going. Tight end, you noticed I pulled out Luke Farrell. And as of we finished spring practice, he'll be the starting tight end. At Ohio State, he had a very good spring. That's as of now, I'm not making a start, but he's earned that right. And so we popped him out of there. Jake Howden has gotten better as well. Rashad Berry has suffered two stingers the other day. That's why he did not play. And other than that, the two running backs did well. Antonio Williams had a very good, productive spring as well. Receivers, you didn't see much of the guys that played on the ball around here. And we're still waiting for Vic. I kept him in there because he has to just keep getting better. And Jalen Harris, it's tired like a lot of athletes. They just aren't very good. But he had some plays today. He's had a very productive spring. I imagine he's very close to being in the rotation. On defense, Nick Bosa, obviously we've got him out. He's had an excellent spring. The guy that does probably have the best spring of anybody on our team is Draymond Jones. And he was outstanding this spring. For a guy to come back, where a lot of people thought he should leave, a lot of times I have to deal with, we have to deal with, whether it be effort issues or why am I doing this issues, zero. And that's a credit to his family, Larry Johnson. He had a great spring. And if he continues his development, he could be one of the best in America at what he does. A linebacker still open his road. Injury to Tom Borland. I thought Eric had a very good today. I think Hilliard is right in the middle of that thing, too. And so we'll see. So that's kind of where we're at. We have a three-man rotation at corner right now with Damon Arnette, Kenneth Sheffield, and Jeffrey Okuda. Okuda, obviously, with a shoulder good play. But you know how we like to play three guys. There might be another one pop in there if the young guys keep developing. And the field safety is probably our number one concern on our team right now. We're just not quite sure who that is. Jordan Pollard will be a starter. Who the other guy is, that's Coach Shannon and Alex Stretch. We're going to meet probably next Wednesday. They're going to give me that chart. We'll go from there. Our kicker did good. I'm really proud of her number two. We don't usually talk about kickers, but that what you saw today, he's been very consistent throughout spring.
Guys, we're going to have abbreviated questions because I've got players, and we'll open up right here with Austin to the right.
We're going to just go back to the quarterbacks. You know, we talked about some meetings next week. I don't know what you'll say, how those things play out. What's the process like? What all are you looking at? What are you thinking? How difficult could it be for you the next couple days?
Yeah, I'm actually going to meet with Brian today, Ryan and Kevin Wilson today, briefly, and then I'm going to go recruit, see your families, get out of here. And Monday, we're going to meet in earnest. I want to see all the data. Everything that we did all spring, and that helps me a little bit. That won't be the only decision. And then we just got to, you know, what's best for our half take and what's best for those players.
Over to the left, Ari. Hey, Urban, having Joe and Dwayne on the same team and going interchangeably, I think you guys might have done that last year. Does it make it easier to grade these guys out to see how they're doing when they're going? What was the decision making behind the way you guys ran that?
Well, we've always drafted teams, and I kind of overrule the draft a lot of times because you want to have, you know, it's not fair to have a true freshman that should be in high school trying to block Chase Young. Or it's not a very productive scrimmage. It's a lot of sacks. If it's a lot of sacks, that's probably what you do. We don't want to do that. I want to see Thayer Munford and Isaiah Prince block Nick Bosa and Chase Young and Cooper. New Hampshire didn't play much, but I want to see them block those guys. So you saw both teams. It's the same with the wideouts. You know, I can't remember which team had a better group than the wideouts. And that's the quarterback. Obviously, the quarterback wants behind that group. So it's kind of first offense versus first defense. And So the rotation was on purpose. I can't remember who took the first snap. I didn't care, but Brian wanted to make sure that we had a very good rotation and not just get, you know, take Martell's in that right too. He wasn't just with the two. You don't see what he wants to. So it was just a three-man rotation throughout the whole day. What's that?
Interchangeably between plays sometimes, though.
Interchangeably between plays.
It wasn't a full drive, so it was just...
Yeah, I didn't micromanage it. I don't know how they handle that. I think he was just kind of keeping track of plays and opportunities.
Over to the right, Rob. Urban, is data the final indicator? How much are intangibles? You've talked about toughness.
Oh, yeah.
You've talked about. I mean, what's the
final? That is second. It's just it's something that helps you because it's also factual. Intangibles are, obviously, that's talent. That's going to be a very vocal decision.
How much does gut come into it? Just gut feeling?
Sure, 30 years of gut. I'll be part of it.
Then we got to keep it to one question, please. Dan?
You mentioned Thayer Munford. He started left tackle today. Isaiah started right tackle. Is that something they've been working on all spring that we could see going forward?
Yeah, we've done both, and that decision hasn't been made yet. But Isaiah's been playing a lot of left, too. And I think, you know, we're just trying to get that rotation. There's going to be the third tackle. Obviously, you got a good one coming in, too. Josh Allaby. With Nick Petit, you know, he's a guy that's been here watching, a very talented young man. And then you got Josh Hallaby's also as early right, maybe to get a little bit. So we're just kind of figuring out what's best.
Over here to the right, Clay.
Do you expect those three guys to come back as quarterbacks to be back in the fall or those decisions?
I hope so.
Bill?
Just in a general way, how good do you feel about this team coming out of the spring? How many questions do you have still about that?
It's a lot of questions. You lost. So those cats out there getting that championship ring, you know, so like seen by the 2014 national champs. I know we didn't win the national championship. That was a heck of a team we had last year. And a heck of a group of older players that I love to death. Went through the wars together. So I'm pretty pleased with where we're at. You know, this is not where we were last year, where it was a veteran team.
Herman, over to the left. You've talked all spring about how guys, the quarterbacks have gone back and forth from day to day. It looked today like Joe would be in there and move the offense and look like things were going pretty well. And then Dwayne would just make some throws that make your eyes light up a little bit. Is that what it's been like at times that spring? That it seems like Dwayne sometimes just does things that not a lot of quarterbacks can do with his arm.
That's probably a true statement. Very accurate and live arm. Joe has gone from, he has to be one of the most improved quarterbacks as far as delivery speed and arm. He's always been a very smart, tough guy and a very good leader. But his improvement is very notable over the last really couple years. That started a couple years ago. You see the ball coming much faster. So I think they both have very good arms.
Last question right here, Tim.
Yeah, Herman, you talked about Draymond Jones. Let's pick two questions in one. Draymond Jones, when you talk about him having this great spring, what exactly from a coach's standpoint are you talking about? And follow up with that, Benjamin Victor, is he finally taking the bit? I mean, what do you see out of him that maybe says good things going forward?
No, one of the mantras you heard, the five concept, and that's being an elite competitor, a fierce competitor. And then number two on the spring objectives was everyone's going to have a one-loss record. And some are very proud of it, some are not. And we've charted everything. I mean, like, went through back in January, any competitive situations, all the way through spring, for example, if I'm a wide receiver against a defensive back, in that situation, you're either winning or you're losing. Same with blocking, same with all kinds of. And so when they meet with me next week, I'm going to have a sheet of paper in front of me. It's going to say, how many times he won, how many lost. And that's why I'm so proud of Draymond. I can't wait to see it. I got a feeling I know what it's going to look like. Not a whole lot of losses in there in the competitive situations. You know, what I don't want to do is put a guy like him and Bosa. I call that 2,000 rep club, guys that have already been, you know, in competitive situations. He doesn't need to do that, but he does need to be in competitive situations where people stay up, and he's won most of those.
Great. Has Victor become, I guess, for one of them, more consistent? What's the word you would use for
him? Oh, he's still got a ways to go. You know, that's one of the most talented receivers we've ever had. His consistency and the fight and those kind of things, because when he does, it's fun to watch. And you saw him take his proficiency and a great play. Very talented guy.
Coach, thank you very much.